Hey everyone, if you're wondering what this tiny little 5-minute podcast is that just popped into your feed, let me explain. There's a lot of news that goes on during the 2-week gap between episodes of Reddit Talks Clash, and many of you honestly don't have an hour to dedicate to listening to us on those weeks anyway. We get it. We still want to find ways to help keep you informed, so we're considering launching a new micro-podcast right here in the RTC feed. Every Sunday morning, we'll publish the highlights and things you may have missed over the last week, all in just about the time it takes to do one attack. So, please let us know what you think after you listen to this pilot episode of what we're going to call This Week in Clash. Good morning, I am Congressman Cool Rick. Here's what happened this week in Clash. Starting off with update news, we actually have no update news. When we do, that will always be the lead-off topic. A year ago, today, we were in the middle of sneak peeks for the Clan Capital update, touted then as the largest update in Clash history. Clan Capital dropped on May 2nd, but it is not the latest spring update on record. That honor falls actually to the original Builder Base update, which released May 22nd, 2017. That update coincidentally marked the longest gap between content updates in Clash of Clans at 152 days. Today we are at 139 days into the Clash content drought. Will the spring update break that record? We'll know soon. Also, the Supercell store is now available in the UK and Canada. Players in those countries can buy gold passes there at a slight discount, while still supporting your favorite content creator by using a creator code. The web address is store.supercell.com. For those of us in the US and other unsupported countries, we can still head to the site and sign up for a notification should Supercell ever open it up to us. Finally, our last bit of Supercell news, there is a new Dark Ages-themed episode of Clash-O-Rama out called Armor All. You can find it in the news tab in-game or on the Clash of Clans official YouTube channel. Moving to esports, Rush of Clans Golden Edition signups are still ongoing. Qualifiers begin May 6th and will award $50,000 in total prize money, as well as the second golden ticket to the World Finals in November. Also, Snapdragon Pro Series Season 3 signups are open. There's an $85,000 prize pool for players in North America, Europe, and Middle East and North Africa, which is that MENA acronym you'll see in the announcement. European and MENA players can also sign up for Town Hall 9 and Town Hall 12 Retro Cups. The Town Hall 9 tournament bans the use of dragons, hog riders, and witches. The Town Hall 12 tournament bans healers, heal spells, and siege machines. The Snapdragon event begins May 2nd and runs all summer long, so sign up quickly. You can read the full event rules, sign up your team, or even look for a team to join in those organizations' Discord servers, which are linked in the show notes of this episode and in-game. Coming out on top of April's Legend League season was Vett, with 6,623 cups, narrowly edging out Stars by about 191. Vett used Zap Titans as his strategy of choice over Stars' Lalo. If you're interested in checking out Vett's replays, Dr. Mango on YouTube has a nice video highlighting them from the end of the season. World Dutch and Levine04 were crowned April's subreddit event champions for Town Hall 15 and Town Hall 14, respectively, during the r/Clash of Clans Tenacious 10 Challenge map, which celebrated Women's History Month. Congratulations to them and everyone else who participated. World Dutch and Levine won a gold pass and a month of Discord Nitro each, courtesy of our lead event coordinator and RTC host, Spencer. You can join the event server to get notifications for May's events when that is announced. The link to that is also in this episode's show notes. And finally, it's that time of the month, Gold Pass Eve. We are closing out the April season, and a new one begins on Monday the 1st. Enter a creator code now in the shop to support your favorite content creator before buying the Gold Pass, and whichever of the final two Dark Ages skins is available for sale in May. This month, we recommend using code Trample or code Ninja. Both Trample Damage and Clash Ninja are active, amazing contributors to the subreddit, and both have been guests with us before on some of our favorite episodes of Reddit Talks Clash. That's all for the big news from this week. If we missed anything, let us know so we can do a better job of keeping you and all the other RTC listeners up to date. The episode description will have links to anything relevant we talked about here today. Join us live on the r/Clash of Clans Discord for Reddit Talks Clash to hear these and other topics discussed in greater detail. Make sure you visit the Self Roles channel to opt in as an RTC listener to get early notifications of live podcast times and the chance to ask questions to future guests. See you there, and until then, happy clashing. There we go. Thanks for giving that a chance. We'd love to hear your feedback on this concept. You can reach out to us through Reddit, Discord, Twitter. Links to all those are, of course, in the episode description. What worked? What didn't? Is this even a good idea? What kind of news do you think we should focus on? Anything you can think to tell us. We want to hear it. We'd really appreciate it. And we hope to see you back here in a week for more This Week in Clash.